The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Of all the disaster zones you've seen, how does Gaza compare?
All of the disasters I've seen combined, 40 mission trips, 30 years, ground zero, earthquakes, all of that combined doesn't equal the level of carnage that I saw against civilians in just my first week in Gaza.
And when you say civilians, is it mostly children?
Almost exclusively children. I've never seen that before. Never seen that. I've seen more incinerated children than I've ever seen in my entire life combined. I've seen more shredded children in just the first week.
Shredded?
Shredded.
What do you mean?
Missing body parts, being crushed by buildings, the greatest majority, or bomb explosions, the next greatest majority. We've taken shrapnel as big as my thumb out of 8-year-olds. And then there's sniper bullets. I have children that were shot twice.
Wait, you're saying that children in Gaza are being shot by snipers?
Definitively. I have 2 children that I have photographs of that were shot so perfectly in the chest I couldn't put my stethoscope over their heart more accurately, and directly on the side of the head in the same child. No toddler gets shot twice by mistake by the world's best sniper. And they're dead center shots.
In fact, more than 20 doctors recently in Gaza also told Sunday Morning about gunshot wounds to children. One American doctor told us he even reviewed CT scans to confirm what he saw because he, quote, didn't believe that this many children could be admitted to a single hospital with gunshot wounds to the head.
And that's the voice of CBS News correspondent Tracy Smith, who was speaking before that to the American orthopedic and hand surgeon, Dr. Mark Perlmutter, who had volunteered in Gaza. Well, the question is, will the carnage stop? We're joined on the line now by Fawaz Gurgis, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Fawaz, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, I am shocked regularly by what goes on in Gaza, but that account by the American surgeon is more shocking than anything I've heard in a long time.
Well, you know, Pat, I'm terribly sorry to say that I am not shocked at all. We have been hearing the stories of the carnage taking place in Gaza for the past 10 months. If you speak to American officials, British officials, German officials, they say no. Israel not only has not committed any carnage or massacres in Gaza, in fact, Israel has not really violated international humanitarian law. So you have a huge disconnect between the reality on the ground in Gaza and the official lines in Washington, London, and Berlin. I mean, we have lost the counts of how many massacres really were, hundreds of massacres, Israeli massacres of Palestinians. If you speak to United Nations officials, humanitarian officials, to human rights organizations, to independent doctors, to witnesses on the ground, to journalists, all have been saying for the past 10 months that Israel has been committing multiple massacres almost on a daily basis. Yet this is the reality, what's happening in Gaza, and the official lines again from Washington, London, and Berlin. What I fear the most is that what's happening in Gaza has been routinized, normalized, naturalized. People really, if you read the major newspapers now, you hardly see Gaza on the front pages or the massacres in schools, in humanitarian zones. And this is really what's heartbreaking for all of us when we see this particular emerging Gaza.
When you hear about the bodies of children being shredded, we know that bombs do that kind of damage to children and adults alike. But the idea that snipers would be targeting children deliberately and so accurately that they must have known what they were doing, I mean, that's psychopathic behavior.
Well, it is. I mean, the most moral army in the world, according to Benjamin Netanyahu, is the most, probably criminal army in the world, I'm sorry to say. According to the statements and eyewitnesses and humanitarian officials, basically what they have been saying for the past 10 months. I mean, I think we have seen many videos by Israeli soldiers and officers celebrating basically their actions, their brutal actions against Palestinians, the killings, the burning, the destruction, the humiliation, the abuse, the rape pact. I mean, we have seen quite a few videos of how Israeli soldiers basically rape Palestinian prisoners. But God knows what's happening, what we do not know about Gaza. Again, I want to come back to the basic narrative. There is a big disconnect between the official narrative where I am in London or Washington and Berlin and the reality on the ground, I mean, the catastrophic reality on the ground. And I think this particular disconnect, really, because every time a person like me or other humanitarian officials in the United Nations and human rights organizations, obviously, they all say you're really basically peddling the Hamas narrative. This war is not about Hamas. This war is against Palestinian civilians. We need to really keep reminding your listeners, our viewers, that more than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed. More than 16,000 Palestinian children have been killed. 100,000 have been injured, and probably tens of thousands of Palestinians are buried under the rubble of Gaza. We need to repeat this line to really basically convey the gravity of the catastrophe unfolding in Gaza.
Now, Fawaz, where are we with regard to the peace talks? I mean, we've been told that Israel accepts what has been put on the table by with the encouragement of Antony Blinken and that Hamas are resisting. How do you understand it?
Well, look, Pat, please allow me just a minute or two to really say it as it is. If you're looking for facts, please don't rely on The Guardian or London Times or The New York Times or The Washington Post. You really have to read what's been written in Israeli newspapers. You have to really listen what Israelis are saying and also listen to what Hamas negotiators are saying. The Americans say that the ball now is in Hamas court. The ball has never been in Hamas court. The Americans say that Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to the bridging proposal put out by the Americans. Israeli officials say that this is not an American bridging proposal. It's an American-Israeli proposal. That is basically the Americans have been coordinating with Benjamin Netanyahu, that the Americans have accepted most of Benjamin Netanyahu, what Benjamin Netanyahu wanted. He says it after his meeting with Antony Blinken. He says, we thank our American friends for their commitment to our vital security interests, which is what? Let me translate. That is, the war in Gaza is not going to end. Israeli forces, troops, occupying troops will remain in Gaza. Whatever happens will be mostly a limited pause. This is a long war path. And what I mean by a long war, this is not about weeks and months. It's a years. It's going to take years in the same way that the Afghan war and the Iraq war really basically lasted for 20 years. So what the Americans say, I say it with a deep heart. The Americans are not honest brokers. The Americans paddle the Israeli narratives. I'm not saying that President Biden does not really want to end the war. Of course he wants to. But they have realized that Benjamin Netanyahu has a different radical agenda. And what they have done is to really basically now try to put pressure on Gaza. Yesterday, President Biden said that Hamas is basically not accepting, basically retreating for its commitment. And Blinken the same statement. And in fact, if you talk to Egyptian officials and Qatari officials as I speak, all of them are putting pressure on Hamas because they realize Benjamin Netanyahu does not really want to end the war, does not really want to pull out Israeli troops from Gaza, does not really want to pull out from the Gaza-Egyptian border, the Philadelphia path. So this is where we are. Unless Hamas surrenders, I'm choosing my words very carefully. Unless Hamas surrenders and says yes to the American-Israeli bridging proposal, this war will last for years. My fear, it's going to last for years. And the Palestinians, we have just seen the beginning of it. I think it's going to be hundreds of thousands of Palestinians between killed and injured at the end of this particular tunnel, this war in Gaza.
Fawaz Girgaz, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.